Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Wharton Taylor in Manhattan. We are here today not only to recap our night, which was June 18, 2015, at Central Park, the Great Lawn on 86th Street in New York, where the Philharmonic New York Symphony created a concert in the park. It was absolutely free. The time was 8 p.m. And also it included a website, which is nyphil.org and nycgovparks.org. So there are several different websites where we can go to find information. But we're here at the Wharton Taylor today to continue our quest for Project Graduation in the effort to find a summer sleeve shirt, short sleeve shirt, for my son, Markel Green, who is graduating high school. Hurrah. Congrats, Markel, on your ceremony and on your efforts and on your completion of your high school diploma. And so we're here, and I'm continuing to stress over the shirt and the upper body and lower body and the shoe, because my son has a tendency during high-stress moments to decide to go as basic as possible. What's the minimum? What can I do? And, you know, his creativity sometimes comes alive. And his trending comes alive during, you know, most traditional ceremonial type moments. So I wanted him to realize this time that this is a traditional moment, and it requires something like a long sleeve button down shirt with a tie, possibly even a suit. But if not, because of the urban environment and trends that they have at their school, possibly a button-down shirt, dress shirt with a tie, and then slacks and shoes. But we're going to go keep going on down to casual and possibly a summer sleeve shirt, no tie, slacks or court or khakis, and some like loafers. Some people still wear penny loafers. They have these other Nautica-style loafers, and then they have all different types of loafers. So we're here in the store exploring some of the options that are available. So right now, I'm looking at a Calvin Klein, and this is a black shirt. And we decided that we didn't want to go black this year. We took our pictures in that, and this is style number 40NW179. And this is a summer sleeve shirt, a you know, short sleeve shirt, and it has pockets. But it's very casual and made out of a nice fabric, which you could use, you know, for all occasions, you know, if it's defined it most appropriate. And you can always wear slacks with it. They have slacks that match these thinner straight fit coupe droid type slacks. And then they have just cotton pants that will look very nice with loafers and you know, belts and things like that, and to coordinate. And it also has a certain type of AX appeal, even though it's Calvin Klein. They have that similar look. So there are several of the shirts. Calvin Klein also wears makes dress shirts, no iron. So we were looking at those as well. And the price is anywhere from about $40 to $50 or $60 up to $80. For a shirt, but you can also catch a sale. So I was looking at a new trend that Calvin Klein is wearing right now. It's a Calvin Klein Premium, and it's a long sleeve. It seems like it's off-white. It's in the Premium collection, and the style number for this particular Calvin Klein shirt, let's find that. Where you can find more information is www.calvinklein.com, and the style number for the shirt is 40, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, 902. And it's white, and it's a CK Premium. It's a value about $108, and it's a straight dress-down shirt, I'm sorry, dress shirt with long sleeves. And it has some type of almost lace, but it's like a little sheer type netting in the back. So So it can be perceived as, you know, very classy, new, and trendy, or you can perceive it as, you know, a summer shirt, like where you can have that cool breeze on your back and wear it with some of the newer trends. But it's something new, it's modern, it's really pretty. I thought that, you know, with all occasions, and, you know, except formal, and I thought it would be a good suggestion. And so when I didn't know where we were going with this, I didn't know if we could wear also like a tennis shirt, like we discussed last night at the DKNY store. So Calvin Klein is, you know, into those type of shirts as well. And they pulled a lot of racks out here tonight to go, because this is a big store and they have a big department. I was able to explore a lot of different options. They have a lot of different colors. So I wanted to get around to their tennis shirts as well. This is not always all occasions, but it definitely is an occasion where men have dressed the pants up with khakis, and the tennis shirt, almost like a polo, has been used in a lot of different, you know, casual to semi-formal occasions. Just, you know, you want to show up, you know, somewhat with khakis, at least a casual look. So you can definitely do that. So we were also walking around the store. Well, I'm here by myself today, and I ran into some other lines and carriers. Like, you know, they have Calvin Klein, then they have the Nautica. They always have Ralph Lauren, Polo. Those are traditions to the store. And they had everything as well. And so we went into Gant, and they had a lot of beautiful shirts as well. I just want my son to realize all the different collections, use anything necessary, you know, so that you can get, you know, an awesome picture, you know, something as strong as your high school graduation pictures. He said, Mom, we took the pictures already, like, but even to the last day, impressing your teachers, like a dress formal or semi-formal or casual look is most appropriate, because it's the last day of school. You don't want to come in shorts. You don't want to say, ha, kiss my behind, in a pair of shorts, a T-shirt, you know, and, you know, throw out your dreadlocks, you know, and you know, put on some, like, rundown sneakers and say, we did it. They don't understand that you're, you know, relieved at that point. A lot of kids do it. They don't understand that, but, you know, and I'm going to just dress as casual. Last ceremony.